Anyway, this is a lovely story about not three blind mice, but certainly blind mice. And we're often talking here on The Naked Scientists about research into stem cells, which could have the potential to treat many different diseases. And this is because you can persuade stem cells to take on the identity of a wide range of different cell types. And now researchers at the University of Washington in Seattle have used human embryonic stem cells to restore some sight, or at least responses to light, to blind mice. And the researchers were using mice that were lacking a gene called CRX, which means that basically they're blind from birth as they don't develop proper photoreceptors. These are the cells that sense light. And they grew human embryonic stem cells in the lab. They treated them with certain chemicals and growth factors that encourage the stem cells to change towards being retinal cells. These are the cells that are found down the back of your eyeball that sense the light, send the message to the brain. And then the scientists injected these modified stem cells into the eyeballs of mice. And they found that the retinal cells from the stem cells settled into the back of the eyeball, forming organised layers. And then when they injected these cells into the eyes of CRX-deficient mice, these blind mice, they started to turn into photoreceptors. And when the scientists tested the mice's responses to light, they found that these new photoreceptors could respond to light flashes compared to eyeballs that hadn't been injected at all. So from these mice, they would show no response to light because obviously they don't have these photoreceptors. And also the eyes that had the biggest areas of transplanted cells had the biggest responses to light, showing that it's a definite effect of the transplant. And so this is really, really interesting because it suggests that at least in humans, possibly, human embryonic stem cells could be used to replace damaged photoreceptors, and this could restore sight to people whose eyesight is damaged, for example, through macular degeneration, or even to those who've been born blind. I think it's a really exciting step forward.
It certainly is, because it tells you that the signals are there in the tissue to tell those embryonic stem cells what to turn into and also how to wire themselves up correctly in order to work. Now, obviously, it's early days and these mice are not humans, so there's some way to go yet.
Absolutely,
I mean, we have to be cautious here. But at the same time, small steps and everything, that's very encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't seeing, you know, these mice couldn't see anything as such, but certainly getting a new response to light in mice that had absolutely none is really fantastic.
Thank you, Kat.